Log Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome in to Ultimate Tailgaters Barbecue Tailgate Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. Probably a hot one, no matter where you're at there in the southeast. Hopefully you're able to stay cool somewhere. Pretty good weather here for the most part and in our neck of the woods here in Aiken, South Carolina. But hot, but it's supposed to be hot. We're in what we call, I guess, getting near close to the dog days. So pretty hot out there, but hope you had a good time out there. Not a lot of contests in the South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia area that we generally talk about. But we're a couple of contests up there, and one was up there in Maggie Valley. Probably a little cooler up there. I'm sure folks enjoyed being up in that neck of the woods. And I believe there was a couple in Tennessee as well, a couple of KCBS events. I think one was in Cleveland, and I think another one was a little bit kind of maybe toward the Kentucky border there in Tennessee as well. So nothing really happened in the South Carolina area. No SCBA or nor any SCBA events as well. Of course, I've got the big contest coming up here in a couple of weeks in Columbia. The SCBA / FLW tying it in with the FLW. FLW Bassmaster event going on there at Lake Murray. So they're expecting to have quite a crowd out there, for that event. So we'll probably talk a little bit about that tonight. But I think that was the WNC Barbecue Festival they had there in Maggie Valley. And I think our friend there, Jim Berg, I think he was fifth or sixth, I believe, had a good showing up there. I think Diggin' Q was the grand champion. Not real familiar with those guys. Congratulations to them. And then up there, I think it's Dyersburg, Tennessee was the place, another KCBS event up there. And I think it was Cajun Blaze took the grand there as well. And I believe our good friend Waylon Walker, Waylon's Wickedly Good Q, was up there in, at that event. I think there was some pretty good teams up there, I believe, but excuse me, I think that was actually Waylon was at the one in Cleveland, Tennessee. This was another one in Dyersburg that Cajun Blaze took the grand, and Warren County was the reserve grand. I think the one that Waylon was at was located, Foothills Country Fair Barbecue Bash there. It was Bean Bandits was the grand champion, and then Smoke Be Silly, kind of an interesting name, isn't it? And Southport was third. Weathers Wickedly Q took ninth place, so a good top 10 finish to him. Actually had some great teams there. This is the one I was thinking about. Had Jack Soul South was there. They finished 12th. I just pulled up, and Laudable was there. I guess he's kind of, since he came over to Greenwood, they must be kind of making their way back and doing some competitions. They were actually 13th at that one as well. So pretty good competition when you get Laudable and Jackson South and teams like that there. So, but congrats to those that took the grand. As I mentioned, we'll we really don't crank it back up on the SCBA and SBN until not this coming weekend, the weekend after. We'll have the SCBA FLW event up there in Columbia, South Carolina. They're looking for about 35 teams up there, and the big FLW event as well, that I think it's about a $250,000 purse for all the pro fishermen coming in for that. But, should be a big event, attracts a lot of people. Not only people want to come out and check out the fishing side of it, and I'm sure there'll be probably tents or booths and things set up with different fishing interests and so forth. And of course, we'll have the barbecue competition on Friday/Saturday. And of course, a lot of the guys, as we had mentioned before, will get the opportunity to vend on Sunday. So they're expecting, a lot of these events, they say they have upwards of 40 to 50,000 people come in for the weekend for the fishing. So should be a well-attended event. So all the SCBA guys that are going to use this opportunity to do vending should be a good chance to sell a lot of barbecue and maybe some brisket and some ribs as well. So really looking forward to that event, and hopefully that'll be something they're able to do year after year. I know the SCBA's got to be very excited partnering up with FLW, which is obviously a huge organization. So I know they're very excited kind of coming into Columbia there, I guess kind of the home of SCBA and the capital here, South Carolina. They're excited to partner up with those folks and put on this event. So if you're out there and going to be participating or maybe hitting that event, give us a call. I'd love to hear your thoughts, especially in the barbecue cookers going. Been obviously kind of a slow summer, as it usually is for SCBA and SBN, with all the hot temperatures. And I guess, too, people, vacations and all, it kind of slows down. But as we get into August, start to pick back up. And, of course, get into September and things go full speed ahead again. So, but give us a call. You can pull up the link and listen to us and just sit there and hang out, or you can dial in at 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. And you can sit there and listen as well. If you want to hit that one prompt, that'll bring you up on my queue, and we'll bring you on to talk to you as well. Of course, also, I think, I'm not sure if it's tomorrow night or Thursday night. You got the, I think it's American Grill, where we've got some folks that we see on the kind of the barbecue trail in the South Carolina area. You got Ledyard's Barbecue. Shy Ledyard is on that episode. Obviously, it's already kind of like the barbecue pitmasters. The competition or episode has already taken place, and of course, they're kind of sworn to secrecy per se. To not to let anybody know what has happened. But there's four people on there, and, of course, another one is Jack Waybar, a very good barbecue cook, and he used to do a lot of events. I don't know if he does quite as many events. He does a lot of appearances at places, and I think he's gone and helped with, put on some events and so forth. And I know he's a big part of SBN as well. I see him at some SBN events. So Jack Waybar is another one. I think actually Jack and Shy are actually having a viewing party together, I think. And I think both those guys are from the Somerville area. So I think they're having a viewing party, so I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. Like I said, I think that's Wednesday night or maybe Thursday. I can't remember what night American Grilled comes on. Maybe somebody calls in and can let us know about that. And then there's actually a guy from we have a guy from Macon that is participating, in that as well. And then also Tina Cannon out of Atlanta. I think she's a barbecue competitor as well. But Tina Cannon is on there as well. I think the competition actually took place in, I believe it was Savannah, I think is where it occurred. So I actually checked one out last week. It was pretty good. If you've watched one of these, I'd be curious your thoughts. It's a little bit different. It's a little involved and gone through some changes and all. you know, last year probably was more true to Barbecue Pit Masters. I think the first year or so, I think they kind of threw some curves and different things, and not so sure if that was really, you know, more like a competition or competition, you know, type of event. But the American Grill, they basically have some stages on there where they kind of, you know, they have four people, and then they have like a knockout. They knock out one person, and then they knock out the second person, and they have the final two go head-to-head to see who wins. I think it's $10,000, a pretty nice prize, I'd say. But they kind of throw out some different things. I think they give you something that maybe is you're known in that area, and then they give you some vegetables and all, and you got to create your little dishes. They got like a little you know, cupboard or pantry, whatever you want to call it, that you can go grab your stuff. So you know, it's interesting what these folks are, you know, we're throwing together. So it's not like I'm sure it took, you know, probably the better part of a day or a couple of days to do all the filming and all, but you know, the cooking process is which is really more grilling than smoking, so it's a pretty pretty quick process. The one last week, I wasn't really impressed. The folks on there, they were, you know, the guy that won it did okay, but I think I know the other people. I know pretty much three of the four. Lee Cheeks, the other guy, Bacon. I don't think I mentioned his name, but Lee Cheeks, the Bacon is the other person there. But I know three of the four people, and I know of the fourth person, and I'm sure this will be a much better competition. I think we'll see, you know, some better recipes and some better stuff on there. Like I said, with Kathy and I watched that last week, and I was a little disappointed, actually. And that one, I thought it would be some better stuff. You know, some people, you know, the things they cooked, it was not great, but nonetheless, we'll see what happens this whatever Wednesday, Thursday. We'll find out what's going on there, and you know, congratulations to whoever the winner is. They already know who that is. Obviously, it's kind of weird how those things are done, but obviously for the filming and so forth, they have to go ahead and do that. So, congratulations, whoever you are, you're out there somehow. So, well, we got a caller in here. I think we know who this is. Let's bring this guy up. We got 803-404. We got you on the line, sir, Mister.
What's up, buddy?
Lee, there, sir. Hey, how you doing, sir? How are
good,
things
man.
Treating you there in Irmo, South Carolina?
Oh, it's hot.
It's hot, man. I tell you, it is. It's really gotten warmed up here in the last week. It hadn't had a lot of rain down here in our part. We've had a few little spot showers. It's weird. You know, it'll rain, you know, it'll rain 3 inches down the road. You know, you won't get a drop at your house. It seems like it's that time of year right now, but. We actually were over at Sam's a while ago picking up some items for a catering drive. And, man, I came out the car to load the stuff up and come on a little. I was like, good Lord, it is. You get spoiled when you kind of – I was in my office most of the time today and kind of get spoiled. And a lot of times I'm traveling some and I'm getting in and out of the car and I remember how hot it was. And I was in my office most of the day and I went over to Sam's. And I was like, good Lord, man, this is rough out there. So, unfortunately, I think that's what we're going to be dealing with here for the next month. I think it's supposed to actually back down a little bit for the rest of the week, if you consider 5-7 degrees backing down. But I think it's supposed to ease up a little bit, so hopefully.
Yeah, it's supposed to
have you had
10 degrees tomorrow, so that'll be nice.
Wow, that'll be really good. You know, I was talking a little bit about the American Grill. I'll be honest with you, I hadn't really I watched the one last week. It was, I guess, the place where it was filmed at was Jacksonville. I just wasn't. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I mean to be bad, but I wasn't really impressed with it. I mean, the contestants on there, I didn't think were very good personally. And I was just saying, I mean, I know, and you probably did too. I know three of the four people for this week, and I know of the other person as well. So I think this should be a much better episode. Of course, according to what they have to cook. Now, of course, I think one of the items on last week. Was frog legs, so I have to admit, if I was one of the contestants, I would not be real excited about frog legs. But nonetheless, I saw some of the stuff they cooked and all, and I think somebody had, you know, one guy you could see it looked like a doggone bonfire going off in his grill.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of the things people were going, you know, they just weren't good on. And don't get me wrong, I know you can have a flare up, but this guy didn't have a flare up. This was almost an out of control fire on his grill. I think he'd put a bunch of olive oil or something. I don't know. He should know better. And it leaked down in there and turned into an inferno. But, you know, he kind of
saw things like that. So it wasn't, I don't know, maybe I just caught the wrong episode. Did you see that one? Have you seen some other episodes, Lee, or have you got much info on the American Grill? Have you seen much about them?
Yeah, I've been watching all of them, and I hope that the one with Cheyenne and Jack on it is better because it's just not. I don't know. I mean, I'm a real big proponent of grilling is not barbecue, and some of the stuff they want you to do on these shows is a little bit stupid, and I don't know. I look forward to watching their episode because I know both of them can cook, and
yep.
You know, Jack's been on TV a million times, and Cheyenne's gotten his recipes dialed in, and he's doing something now, so I don't know. I don't know the outcome. I'm sure, you know, I saw Cheyenne post something a couple of weeks ago about they're going to do a follow-up for all the second-place finishers, so I don't know if that's reading into it, saying he came in second, and if that's the case, I'm assuming Jack won, but you never know till it airs. And
yeah.
You know, when you do these things, they swear you to secrecy or they'll sue you for like $2 million or something like that. So,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
I agree with you. I think if I had to pick, I'd probably, you know, Jack's got a little chef background, so if anybody is probably equipped when they're throwing you some curves, and that's actually the idea behind the show against the curves, I guess that's how they wanted to do it. I don't mind the, you know, if they're going to do grilling as opposed to smoking as opposed to superstars. I'm like, you know, I like the smoking stuff, but I don't know. That's way too. I actually looked at it, and Captain, I talked about sending in an audition and all, but I just didn't. I didn't like too many unknowns, and some of the, I think the areas or the time commitment or something was going to conflict with some contests. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to give up you know, that time and all. So we decided not to do it. I mean, Barbecue Superstars is a lot different. Or Superstars Barbecue Pitmaster is a lot different, I think. But
yeah.
I wasn't real impressed with last week. It was, you know, it was almost comical at times, you know, watching those guys. And I know they were doing their best and all. But yeah, I think we'll see. Is it Wednesday night or Thursday night? I couldn't remember the night actually that thing comes on.
Hang on, I'll tell you. I'm looking at the stuff I got recording tonight anyway, trying to get it all lined up. So, let's see. Thursday.
Thursday, okay. That's right. Thursday night, okay. Well.
But I'm not sure.
Everybody
that,
tuned.
I'm sorry, Wednesday. I'm not sure that's the one that they're on, is it?
Yeah, I thought it was this one. What's the date today? Yeah, it was July 30th, I thought, was the one they were going to be on. So that would be, yeah, that is Wednesday. So I thought that was the episode, so.
Well, they got the wrong description.
Yeah,
because it's the same description as last week where he's in Jacksonville and it's frog legs, stone crabs, and chayote squash, which is what he did last week. But, Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing. Okay. I thought so, because I saw Jack up in Spruce Pine, and then I was asking, I think he said, yeah, check us out, not this week, but next week, which would be this Wednesday. So, yeah, okay, I think, like I said, with this lineup of cookers will be, in my opinion, heads above these other guys. So I know the guy, I don't know the guy from Making Real Well. I know him pretty good, Lee, and he's pretty good. He doesn't do a lot of comps and all, but he's pretty good, does pretty good stuff out of his house. He actually got some rubs and some sauces he actually sells. And I'm familiar with Tina Cannon from Barbecue Superstars and all. So this ought to be, I think we'll see a much much better show and so forth. I'd be kind of curious because I guess the lead-in was something that was, whatever the right word is, a comment or that area was known for. I would hate to know, you know, known that I was in the Jacksonville area and I was supposed to be known to cook frog legs. So that's that would have been kind of rough. You know, Savannah, I mean, you got to believe, I mean, you got to be seafood again, don't you? Like, shrimp and grits, when I think of Savannah, I mean, I think shrimp and grits, Brunswick stew, I don't know, I think about stuff like that, crab, of course, I had crab on last week, too, but I'm thinking seafood again, wouldn't you? I don't see, you know, it's a coastal place, and, you know, a lot of the old things, like when you go in the old seafood restaurants down there, that's what I think about, so it'd be interesting to...
Yeah.
And see what they come out this
pretty
week.
Big, Savannah's a pretty big seafood town, so
yeah.
Would almost have to There's another show on right now. Have you watched it, the Underground Barbecue Challenge?
No, I haven't seen that. What's that about? Tell me about that, man. I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It's stupid, too. They go to this city, and they pick, like, I don't know if you know who G. Garvin is. He's a chef. It's on Travel Channel, of course. But they pick, like, certain parts of the city. Say, like, it would be Irmo versus Northeast, and you got to, in Columbia, and you got to represent your area of town. They give you a meat to cook. Like, last week they were in Texas, so, of course, it was brisket. And
right.
You got to throw this big party for, like, 75 people, and he brings you this secret ingredient or this mystery ingredient almost about 3 or 4 hours before you're done cooking, and you have to incorporate it. Matter of fact, I think his were frog legs last week, so.
Oh, my God.
But it was like a competitive cooker was down there, and he had his smoker, and he had everything. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't frog legs. It was rattlesnake. And he had his briskets done. You know, they were chilling, drinking beer, and everybody was out at the pool. And the other guys were cooking on gas grills and Weber kettle grills, and everything was flaming up. And they were running around the entire time. And he told the competitive team, he's like, y'all look kind of cool. He said, we do this, man. This is, you know, it's what we do. So it's, you know, we got a system. And, of course, the guy running around with the spiked hair that had a death metal band in Austin, Texas, he beat the competitive cooker. So it just, stuff like that doesn't sit right with me. It bothers me. Because you know that, you know, his grill flamed up, and he had like 6 briskets on there, and he's like, I can't figure out why it flamed up. Well, you got 6 briskets on there, and you didn't trim any of the fat on it. You can't figure out why it flamed up, then you're stupid. So, but yeah, the other guy, you know, he lost, and it just, stuff like that doesn't make sense to me. And I have a real problem with these shows that don't do blind judging, because they base it on who they want to win, and it doesn't have anything to do with the food.
No, you're right. I mean, people, you know, people kind of get. People kind of get attached to a person or their personality or like them or whatever, and it may not even be much to do with their food, quite honestly. You know, so that's the – I think, like I said, I think that can be a – that can certainly be an issue, and it shouldn't. I mean, if you're having a contest, a lot of people blind judging. I mean, you're there to cook, so. Yeah, I just pulled it up, Lee. I see the Underground Barbecue
Challenge.
That's
even starting to –
Yeah.
That's even starting to happen a lot in the SCBA, you know, with the only way Gary can win something is to bribe people and be friendly and, you know, kiss butt. You know, he's better than anybody out there. It obviously shows, so you know, they need to do something different.
That's really good.
But yeah, it's showing this week there in Kansas City for pork butt, and I imagine probably ribs too, but that comes on tomorrow on Travel Channel.
Well, that's Travel Channel. Okay, good deal. All right, well, I'll at least here's the somebody just happened to post it. I don't know how to pull this up on Facebook. But yeah, it's definitely July 30th. There's Shy Ledger right.
Okay, it is.
There, somebody posted something, or a friend of a friend, or something. So. Wow. Well,
I know they got both of them.
That.
Both him and Jack have viewing parties down there somewhere, but I'd love to go, but I mean, that's too far to drive to go down there.
Yeah,
and do
I was
that,
wondering.
You know?
I was, and maybe I misspoke, I guess, at the front. I thought they were having one together.
No, they're different ones. They're two different places.
Maybe I think, not to say that I think when I was reading it, maybe one of them was mentioned in the other because they're in the same area, I guess, that they're having them, but there are two different ones. Well, that'd be cool. That'd be something fun to. It's kind of weird, though, if you know, if you're having a viewing party and you already know what's happening. That's kind of a, I don't know, that's kind of, of course, at least I guess you were on the show, so I guess that was a good thing, but that's kind of, it's kind of tough. Now, if you know you're going to win, I guess it'd be a lot of fun. You know, everybody have a big party and all, but.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be That's kind of interesting. And I guess, like I said, those people got to swear to secrecy there. So
you can ask Robbie Royal about that. They had that viewing party when he won Pitmasters, and they posted it on Facebook. They walked out with the big check and the trophy, and you know, that's kind of cool if you win it. But if you don't, you know, I would still do it just because you're on TV. I'd have my friends and stuff over, and
we'd
watch it. I'd drink some beer and eat my second or third place barbecue. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess I wonder about that. I'm sure. I kind of wonder that. Do the people? Well, I don't know much about those things. Do they get some type of appearance fee, or do they get something, travel money? I wonder. I mean, have you ever talked about it? Has done that? I wonder what they get. I know always hear about what you get for winning, but
the only thing I've heard is that you get. Now this is, you know, take it for what it's worth, but I heard that now they pay you $1,000 to come do the show. I'm imagining that
okay.
to cover your fuel and whatever else. And but, you know, some of these guys are driving from like here to Kansas, and it seemed to be a little more regional this year. But they still didn't have anybody on there from South Carolina, so that pissed me off.
Yeah, you know, they had the wild card one, but I think the only, you know, that could be three from anywhere, because that's what we sent our tape in for. I think South Carolina was like 2 years ago, so I wonder if South Carolina will come back up. I think it's usually like for Pitmasters, five or six states or something. I guess they pinpoint, and then they have a wild card one, so South Carolina won one of them. I guess that being said, I guess you have a, you know, when your state gets represented, you're going to get at least, you know, two, three teams, whatever, from that state. So, hey, we got another call here. I don't know if I recognize this number. 803-599, we got you on the air, sir, or ma'am.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Chris, Dwayne.
Hey, what's up, Dwayne?
Not much. How you been?
Good, man. Good. How are things down in the big town of Windsor, South Carolina?
Oh, they just fine. Just hotter than hell.
It's even hot in the country, ain't it?
Man, I tell you what, it's brutal today. I hear what y'all up to today.
We're just talking a little bit. You know, not a lot of contest activity going on. I talked a little bit about, we had a couple KCBS ones kind of up there in Tennessee and North Carolina, and we were talking about the American Grilled show. I hadn't really been watching it. I watched one last week. I was kind of disappointed. But, you know, of course, you got tomorrow night, and we got some people that we know. You got Ledyard's Barbecue. You know, you got Shy that cooks in SBA. Of course, Jack Waybard, he used to cook a lot, but he got a lot of other things he does cooking-wise. And, of course, we got Lee Cheeks. As you know, Lee Cheeks from Aiken. And then, of course, Tina Cannon out of Atlanta. So knowing those four people, Lee and I were just talking that it's probably ought to be a little bit better show or more competitive. I think, you know, I know pretty much most everybody on this show coming up, and they can cook. So I wasn't real impressed. I don't know if you've watched that show any, but we weren't real impressed with the show last week. We wasn't a lot of grill skills, for lack of a better word, maybe.
No, I watched
course,
it last night, and I didn't think it was all that. So, but yeah, we know Cheyenne can cook. I don't know about Jack there, but I know Cheyenne can.
Yeah, I think this will be, I think, and of course, Lee's, I know he's more of a around-the-house guy. I know he's got some sauces and seasonings and all, but he does a lot of grill around the house. I know he's cooked butts, you know, and sold to people and so forth. I don't know if he does much comp stuff. And of course, I know Tina Cannon does some competitions as well. So this will be people more geared that are you know, being on the competition side. So it should be good. But I, you know, that's what we were saying. I'm not sure how good. You know, it's not really a true blind judging. So it's kind of tough to, you know, on the food park. I don't know if they, you know, more on your personality or. You know, who knows? If it was more of a blind judging thing, it'd be a little easier, I think. I mean, I like the barbecue pitmasters one where it's supposed to be, I guess, more of a blind judging right there.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I'm sure those people had a good time. It was a fun experience, and And I guess we're saying, you know, going to Savannah now, so I guess it's going to center around some type of seafood again, or, you know, Brunswick stew or something. We were trying to think of things that are kind of, you know, make you think about Savannah, but I mean, I think about, you know, shrimp, and I think about, you know, crabs, and, you know, think about Brunswick stew and stuff like that. So be interested to see what they throw out on tomorrow night.
Yeah, what we're going to have to do, though, now, we're going to have to call Lee out for this Labor Day cook-off in town. He always skips out on it, so now since he's a big bad a TV guy, he's going to have to come cook with us.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
exactly right.
I was talking to Jeff Smith about that the other day. I said, I'm gonna call him and tell him I'm going to call him out on Facebook before I do it.
You got the only Lee there that matters.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know. Lee can come on up and cook with us, too, if he wants to.
Absolutely. Shoot, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so what's been happening with go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask what's been going on with you guys barbecue-wise. I guess you've been doing some vending. But
yeah, you're
getting ready to get cranked back
up
on. But
it's just been so hot, and you know how the catering is this time of year. But they start back up this weekend, and I think I'm booked up between. I don't have but a couple competitions on the books, just enough to get me my 12th. But all of September, October, they already booked up with catering. So you know. That's how we pay the bills around here.
I understand that. Yeah, we got a pretty busy August ourselves. So.
Yeah, I think I got enough competitions down to finish out my 12, but I don't think I'm gonna get any more than that. So, kind of hoping to drop a couple of those, but.
Yeah, so we're right on that line, too. I think we're just going to get 12. We may get 13, but I wish I could cook about 14, 15. But unfortunately, schedule-wise, it just doesn't work. So won't be able to get all those.
Football starting back up for you.
Yeah, that pretty much keeps my Saturdays up. I find the night games in the Columbia area, and if I can make it, I'll go cook it. So we got a couple we're going to do. We're going to go up to Clover, I think, and do that. That one works out okay for me. And of course, Jackson is the open date. There's a couple more, too, that will work in the schedule that we're going to do and then fly back into Columbia for the night game.
If y'all don't get enough cooks, you could always borrow some of Doko Smoke scores, but I don't know if you want them.
Well, between him and Jason Hardy, he's cooked as many as Doko just about.
Well, Doko's on top right now, but he don't realize once you average that score out, it's like a 14-8, so he ain't going to be there long. But he better enjoy it while he's there.
Yeah.
He'll
once
be
you
down
about,
there with
once you hit about September, yeah, it'll start evening out here. Some of these guys hit the 11th and 12th cook. Things will start to change here. Of course, I mean, it'll take a little time. We got the Columbia cook, and then you got it's not until – there's not anything until, I guess, a week after Labor Day, isn't it? That would be September 5th and 6th or 6th and 7th. Is that right? For up there in Clover? Am I correct with that?
Yeah,
I think that's
are.
Right. And I think it's pretty much – I don't know if there's a weekend where we don't have a cook in SCB. I think, and in fact, some of them have two cooks, I think. So it'll be pretty strong there all the way until – because I think they canceled the one and that used to be the last one, didn't they? Where's that in somewhere down around Middle Week? Couldn't they cancel that one?
Yeah, they moved it. They moved it to the main weekend as the hookah cook.
Yeah.
So now it kind of works out better. You know, the big event ending in the end of the year at the Speedway. I think that works out better. But I hate they did that to Jackson. You know.
He was upset last year because there was one other one while she was going on. She's a sweet lady. I enjoyed it down there. But now she's got two to compete with, and that's not really fair to her.
Well,
yeah, she was all excited
because
I think when they started setting it up, there was only she was going to be the only show that day. And, that's the way it rolls sometimes, I guess. So
you know, they did the same thing to me. You know, my cook-offs the same weekend every year.
Yeah.
And then they put Spartanburg on top of me, which has 40-something teams, you know. That's kind of
– yeah.
It's kind of tough.
Well, I will say it again. Of course, they're probably going to bash me for this, but it's my show, not the SCBA show, so what the heck. But I think they should put their hand down a little bit more. I mean, I know they say, you know, we just run the contest and all, and that's fine. I mean, you ain't got to stronghold somebody, but there's nothing wrong with some you know, with a little suggestion or like, hey, we already got a couple contests that weekend, or you know, hey, this guy's had this on the books a while. Is there another date that works? Or, you know, just a little bit of effort there on one side. I know it's not going to work every time, but, you know, it seems like it hurts some of the contests sometimes. And I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. If you got a contest in Anderson and you got one in Myrtle Beach, yeah, that's probably a smart thing to do, because you got teams, and travel-wise, probably works out better, you know, if they were set about the same time. But, you know, you get people to plan a contest for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, three months later, another contest pops up on that date. That's, you know, that's kind of, because they were always like, oh, we're going to be the only one. You know, I think a little more planning on that side would be helpful. But,
I haven't seen that happen to Ridgeway or Darlington yet. Have you?
Oh, it's not going to happen. You know, that's
right.
The SCBA babies.
Yep.
I thought about that, but you're right. That one in Ridgeway, that's the big dog. That's a lot of teams. I never cooked there, and of course we won't be there this year either. But what they got, like 80, 90 teams? Is that correct? Is it that many, or is it more like 70?
Yeah, I think it was 89 last year, I think.
Holy smokes! They actually give you your meat. Somebody was telling me that. Did they give you the meat up there?
Yeah,
they give you two cases. You either get two cases, or you get a whole hog, or you get a whole hog and $8.
It's a crapshoot. I think Lila done won that thing, didn't you?
What talking about lucked up?
2 years ago, Lila?
Well, I say, with this 80-something teams there's got to be some damn luck in there somewhere.
It was luck. That was only my fourth cook ever. And, yeah, we won first in 2012. And I tell you, I used the exact same stuff last year, and it bombed. So, yeah, it's all luck with that many teams. I mean, that's the only way.
Sometimes I feel like it's luck when there's 9 or 10 teams.
Yeah.
It's only butts at their cook-off?
Yeah.
Do butts only?
Well,
can
you do a whole hog.
The damn. Oh, you do a whole lot too. I got you. Okay. That's what that feeds all the people. Can you imagine what the pork bill will be if you're going to have, let's just say it's 80 teams times two cases of butts. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that.
But
lot of that
you know what pork prices are right now? Shoot, they were almost $2 a pound 2 weeks ago when I bought them.
Well, I don't know. That's why, I mean, I was in Sam's. We didn't buy our butts there, but I was looking. I mean, Sam's is like $2.68 a pound now, and by the case, it's $2.18. Well, let's just say it's $2. I mean, in heck, so what's a case of butts on that? Let's say 70 pounds. So that's 140. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just go on the low side. So what is that? That's 250 teams, right? So that's 250 teams. $22,000, guys. That's a lot.
But you know what? There's a sponsor for every team.
Yeah.
So
there's a sponsor
for every single team. Yeah, somebody sponsors your team for you. And it's nobody you bring in, it's somebody locally.
Yeah, mine
so
in 2012 was some senator sponsored me in 2012 last year. I don't remember what it was. I think it was a funeral home or something. So staying away from that one.
I didn't even know that. That's pretty interesting. So you get your own sponsor. Golly, I'm just thinking about it, man. You figure, and that's on the low side. We're talking $25,000 in pork. Holy smokes.
That's right.
Man, that's a lot of stuff, ain't it? Hey.
They got a lot of people out there on Saturday coming to eat. I mean, of that is you can sell whole butts, too. They do it by ticket. So I think a whole butt is like $25 or something. It's like 14 tickets or something like that, but. I mean, they'll sell them
I got
by
you.
The butt, or you can sell them, you know, however you want to.
All I got to say is, damn, that's what I think.
That's right.
Think about that. Dang. Woo.
Hey, what are y'all thinking about this selling this barbecue in Columbia in a couple weeks? I mean,
I'm doing chicken feet smoked meat bones.
I hear you. But how are we going to set prices on this thing?
I don't know. They're going to let you set whatever you want to set. But I would love to see a pricing sheet from the meat people because, I'm not gonna decide what I'm going to cook until I see how much they're charging.
We can always get it from U.S. Food, but I'm just saying, if Lee is selling a barbecue sandwich for $3 and I'm selling them for $5, you know how that's going to work. I mean, we got to come up kind of.
I talked to a couple people. Dwayne, what's your opinion on what, and I'll be honest with you, I've been to a couple events here recently, KCBS events, and we sold, and we were on the low side. But I sold barbecue sandwiches for $5, and I sold brisket for $6. And that was low. But there was a guy in Greenwood selling brisket sandwiches for $9.
Oh, my $9. Lord.
And he was about...
Do you want to know what I'm doing?
You know,
here's my plan. I'm going to do pork for 5 sandwiches, and I'm going to do brisket for 6. And if I do ribs, I'm gonna sell a rack of ribs for 25.
You can't make it, Lee, on $25 for a rack of ribs. Me and Jeff Smith were talking about it the other day. A rack of ribs costs you more than $25 now.
You can get them at Chef's Store for like $11, $12 a piece when you buy the cake. I mean, I don't have a problem charging more, but I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of ribs if somebody's charging $20 and I'm charging $30. I don't want to be left with a bunch of ribs.
I don't think ribs are the way to go. I think brisket and pork is going to be the way to go. And, I don't know, but me and Jeff Smith were talking about it, and I said a good way to do it would be is let's set up a station. Let's just say we're going to do brisket, and, every team does 4 briskets and every team does 8 butts. We turn it all into one place. My team goes and works for an hour. Everybody works. End of the day, we take the money and we split it up between all the teams. I think that's a fair way to do it. But everybody's got their own opinion.
I guess the only thing is if they have, and I guess it depends on the size of the station. This is my opinion, but do you think there would? I mean, it would have to be a couple of stations. If they're talking about this many people, Dwayne, I have no idea. I mean, they're saying like 40 to 50,000 people in a couple of days. I don't know if one little area, a couple of areas can handle it. I don't have any disagreement with what you're saying. I'm just wondering, and I still wonder, I guess everybody got the email. They're trying to kind of figure this all out. And it's probably good they did that. They probably should have done that, probably about a month ago. Because I tell you what, it sounds like to me, based on the questions, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm wondering how much space are they going to have. I'm thinking, if you think you're going to have that many people, I hope you're going to be geared up to having a space because, let's face it, most of the guys are going to come in and bend. They got some pretty good, size. We're talking units that are 7-8 foot wide and, 20 to 30 foot long.
That's right.
And that's going to take, they were asking 20 by 20 space. I thought, man, 20 by 20. I can understand a guy cooking up a couple canopies, but I got to believe at least 15, 18 teams are, they're going to need 30 by 30, in my opinion. But that's just me. I don't know.
Oh, I agree. What are you now? You're 24 foot now, aren't you?
Mine's 20 foot. I'm 20 by 7. But you figure you need at least. You need at least 30 feet because you got to have some room to walk around.
Have
30 feet, that's only 5 feet on each end. 5 foot ain't, that isn't a lot when you think about it. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, they started asking that. They said 20 by 20. I thought, geez, what are they talking about doing this now?
Well,
what
they need to do is pull us all in, and we all need to serve out of the back. I hate that because I love serving out of my air conditioner, but that's the way they're going to have to do it. They're just going to have to pull us in. We're going to have to be side by side, the way it sounds to me.
I got you.
I got you. Like your porch
facing the front or back, and instead of canopy behind it or whatever, it's serving right there.
Yeah, I think that's going to probably be their best way. It looks so much better when we're the other way because, and I would love it because this, I mean, it'll be 119 degrees there in the middle of a parking lot. And I would love to sit in my air conditioner.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sit in my air conditioner. Kathy's serving every damn one of my people. I'm sitting in the air conditioner drinking beer.
Is she over there listening or no?
No, I'm gonna
call her in a minute.
I'm gonna let her know about the plan.
you're gonna let her know that morning.
And that's another thing I thought about. I mean, some guys live in an area which is great and probably can go back to their house, but still, you're gonna have to be out there cooking. And you know, God, I hope they're gonna have the ample power and all, you know, to run the air and all. Because I mean, you guys know well enough. You've been in events before. Well, man, that could be a catastrophe. You know, with power and all. So. I hope they're getting equipped to bring all the stuff in and all that. And that's why they're asking the questions, and that's a good thing. So hopefully they'll be prepared
for
all
this. I sent a thing to them a few weeks ago, and I'm thinking that's why they're asking about 30 amp is because I said most of us have trailers now, and every trailer has air conditioning, and we all need at least 30 amp power. Has anybody thought about this? I said because most SCBA events have 110 power at best. Sometimes I said, you need to get some power out there for this event because it's going to be hotter than Hades out there, and
that's
we're going to need it. And I guess they thought about it, and I hope that's what it is. Hopefully they were thinking about it before, but we all know how planning goes with this crew. So 30 amp power is not an issue, especially at an arena like that. They can run it straight out of the arena, but whether they get together and get it done or not is going to be the question. And
well, people they're thinking right now is they're going, oh my God, that's going to be an extra $3,000.
Oh,
well,
I told them, I said, no, most people will pay $25 or $35 to have that hookup. I said, I don't have a problem doing that. I said, because even if it's $35, it's cheaper than running a generator for 2 days. I said,
well, that's true.
Everybody don't have generators that can run their air conditioners and everything else they need. I got one, but it's loud as crap. But I'll use it before I go hot. I'm telling you now, I'll run that bitch for 2 days.
Am as loud like his owner. Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Gene. I'm sorry.
Listen, that's why I like being by Gene, because when the generator's running, you can't hear it if he's talking.
There you go. Lord.
Well, it sounds
all
like
right,
a great
guys.
Event. And actually, I hope they get all the stuff going. So, hey, I appreciate you calling in, Dwayne. Thanks for calling in.
All
buddy.
Right,
don't
Lee.
Be,
have a good
don't
evening.
Be a stranger,
see
y'all
later.
So. Hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks, man. Be safe out there.
All right, bye-bye.
That was our man, Dwayne, from Buckwheat's Barbecue, going to be up there in Columbia, South Carolina. Got some talk about our event up there. And, some good talking points, Lee. I hope they're going to be in good for you. If you sent the email, I hope that got them thinking, because not only is it going to be a lot of people in need of power, but it's going to be X amount of people, you know, for, you know, like another day and a fourth or whatever, that generally are not, at a SCBA event. You know, usually you get in mid-late Friday morning, and you're out of there by, say, you know, Saturday, 2, 3 o'clock. And now we're talking about arriving Friday morning and not being done until, what, Sunday, you know, afternoon, 6 o'clock. So that's a big difference. You know, you're almost talking about actually doubling the time period, I guess, when you look at it, actually. I see where Dwayne's coming at. I don't think that's going to be the answer, because I think there's going to be way too many people to feed. And I think that's the whole idea, having a lot of all these teams out there. It's going to take that. Not only is it going to take all the teams, it's going to take, you know, probably, you know, people are going to probably need to have two, three people working their table, four people. You know, when you think about it, if you got two lines, and that's one person for each line, then you got somebody making the sandwiches and then getting the food out there. I mean, it's like 3 to 5 people for a little operation there just vending.
I got mine suckered into coming. My help's been recruited, so. Mine'll be there, or else. Kristen,
you know, people
will be there.
Listening in that are.
I'm sure Kristen will be the one taking the money, because that's what she cares about.
That's
but
right.
I probably have to be there and add. She's had 27 years of college, can't add, so I'll have to be there to add up sandwich prices.
Well, that's why you're doing the $5, man. That's a little bit easier. Those, those numbers like that, you know, 5, 10, make it a little easier.
Well, I worry about
it. I think
like,
that's
if they get a couple brisket sandwiches and a pork sandwich, that's $17.
Uh-oh.
Oh God, what do we do? Especially if they give her $22. If they give her $22 because they want $5 back, she's gonna quit.
System overload.
Yeah, it's just her head will start smoking, it'll move around and pop off.
No, but I think that's the right, $5, $6 brisket. I think that's a fair price. People are going to get some good food out there. We always try to be, pretty fair on our, servings. We're not going to give them a little dollop of barbecue on there. We're going to give them, a good serving of barbecue and a good serving of, brisket. So I think that's a fair price. I hope nobody tries to go much lower than that. Because, $5. I mean, that's a good price for that. If you go to a place and buy a barbecue sandwich and I wish old Tony would call that. I'd be kind of curious. That's a little bit different situation. Kind of his little store there Friday, Saturday. You think about things you go to, but then you go to the fair, man, with some of the prices they charge for stuff. And some of that stuff is just not, let's face it, it's scary. Some of that stuff's scary. I mean, at the fair, and they got some crazy prices now. So, I mean, you're going to a barbecue competition, you're getting.
If you go to Maurice's, it's like $6 or $7 for a sandwich, and it's not good,
that's not even sales tax. It doesn't seem like a lot, but hell, that's another 25, 50 cent or whatever, so.
Here's my thinking on the $5 or $6. It doesn't need to be any more than that because you're getting a whole case of butts for free. So that's all
that's right.
Profit money except your buns or whatever you're selling, and your sauce. So don't try to, I hope everybody wants to go higher because I'm not raising my prices. I'm going to sell what I'm selling, and when I'm done, I'm done.
No, I agree with you.
And
it's that's a good point, though.
I sell it the same everywhere I go except the home show. I sell them for $6 because there's
right.
really nothing else to eat there except some crappy crap. But
That's a good point, though, because you figure, though, let's just figure, I think, what did I say, $70 for a, what did I say for a case of butts? Yeah, 7 pounds, I'm sorry. So that's $140. So instead of it being, instead of taking $280, say if you got two cases, you buy one, $280, you really got to, if you divide the number by 140, the amount of meat and all, so that basically your profit is, come close to doubling. So, $5 a sandwich, that's pretty good return on investment right there. So, it's a good return on investment if you're charging, if you bought two for $280, but if you bought one, you're basically doing buy one, get one. So it makes sense right there. If you start getting toward the end, you look a little long or something. You got a bunch of people out there. You want to do five sandwiches for $20, or something. I don't know, just whatever. Then maybe it'll come to that. I don't think it's gonna come to that. I think there'll be plenty of people. But everybody can you can kind of get a feel what's going on. So I don't feel bad if somebody's like, I bought way too much. I've got to ease up my price. But okay, no problem. But don't come out and be $8 from the start or a $2.50 or something like that. I think $5 is a fair price. So hopefully you're listening out there. Hopefully you're in if they want to give $8, that's fine. That's right.
Let them come out and be $8. The only thing I don't want to be stuck with is ribs. My brisket I can freeze. My pork I'll freeze and make hash
that's
out
right.
of it. But my ribs, I would have to eat ribs. Not that it bothers me, but I would have to eat them for breakfast and lunch and dinner, which I've done before. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat them cold just like that. I don't care. But, I don't want to bring all them ribs home. And it sounds like
that's
nobody's
right.
wanting to cook. And nobody said anything about chicken. They're going to have chicken down there, too, and nobody's talking about cooking chicken. So that would probably be something good for somebody to do if they want to stand out a little bit. But I'm not doing it just because I plan on doing other meats.
Yeah.
No, you're right. If somebody had a pretty big old grill or whatever, want to do up some chicken, you could probably, for lack of a better word, corner the market, because I don't think there'd be a ton of people out there doing chicken. So, that, you know, hey, somebody comes up and say, hey, who's doing, am I getting chicken wings? Hey, here you go. This guy over here's got a mail. Get him. What have you heard? Obviously, I know we're not doing drink, which is fine. So I assume, are they going to have, like, vendors out there? Or what's the plan on doing, like, drinks, stuff like that, Lee? Do you know?
I have no idea. I mean, this is typical SCBA. You don't know. And I really wish they would communicate a little bit better, because I don't think they realize what is involved in the process of us getting ready for this thing either. And it's, you know, I didn't know we couldn't sell drinks. But you're the second or third person that said it. So I don't know. I don't know what size they're going to allow. I don't know if it's all got to be sandwiches. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw, and they kind of expanded a little bit. The last thing I saw was, you know, they were saying ribs, brisket, pork. Then obviously you had the buns, and then the chicken wings. But I guess not a big deal. I guess you may have a lot of people out there who don't care about eating, so they can just go get a drink. But I feel like maybe a little confusing, or people that want to get both, and then they got to go buy the food at one place and go get drinks at another place. So maybe they'll have places since you're located, you know, out in the middle. You know, maybe who knows, the cookers will be in a horseshoe, and they'll have the drink people in the middle. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious about that. You know, how they'll work that. So I guess maybe they negotiate, you know, and it may be that Coke and or Pepsi or somebody is a big sponsor, and that was probably part of the deal. Or maybe it's something to do with the FLW, that Coke or who knows, Aquafina Water is a sponsor, and that's part of their obligation, is that they have to do that. So maybe that's part of it, but it would be good to communicate that so everybody, they better make sure, even though they tell you you can sell food, and I think I may have seen it, but they better make sure that they put that out there again, that you're not supposed to be selling drinks, because I guarantee you somebody will be trying to sell drinks out there. It's just a natural, as hot as it's going to be. You're going to want to try to sell some water or, you know, Gatorade, no doubt. So, absolutely.
Well, drinks are where all the profit is, too. I mean, you sell a bottle of water for $2, people all day long.
Absolutely. I mean, I figured up, you know, kind of our profit margin and so forth, and that was just about our best thing in Greenwood, you know, was water. So we didn't sell a ton of it. You know, we did pretty good. I mean, I think I went through like 5 cases. Just when I had Gatorade too, I think we sold about 5 cases of water, and then I think we did about between 3.5-4 cases of Gatorade. So we did about 10 cases of drinks. So that was, you know, it's about 250-260 drinks or so. So yeah. So you be back out at the farmers market this weekend, Lee? Or
somebody will, isn't the SCBA meeting this weekend?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That is this weekend, up in Columbia, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going to be. I'm actually going to be out of town, so I forgot all about it. I remember writing it down, and then I forgot all about that. That's right. That's up in Columbia this weekend.
You know, we're going to need you to start putting in a little more effort for the SCBA.
That's terrible.
But always busy when something's going on, so
that's terrible. I know it. It's not a hundred. It's not 100%, but it's about 95. Osmo does gonna be there.
Well, they're catering the lunch, so we're gonna have to eat before we go.
Oh, are they really catering the lunch? Oh, good for them.
I guess when
how
you
does that work
stay?
Out?
I have
what
no idea.
They let you do that. So there you have it, folks. If you're going to the if you're doing the SCBA meeting, you might want to brown bag it and bring something in this weekend. So just letting you guys know out there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it'll be very good. That is what the location of that. I'm having to pull that up. That is going to be at
Church on Bull Street.
Yep, St. Paul's Lutheran Church on 1715 Bull Street. That is the SCBA annual meeting workshop, 10 to 4. Well, you know, that's probably a good time, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion concerning the event this coming, next weekend. So that's good that they'll be having that. I hope they'll take some questions from the audience and so forth. And
I don't know. They didn't take any last year about anything.
It was kind of wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah,
I hope they'll do that.
All the ambassador awards. We did some sauce contest with the nastiest sauce I've ever tasted in my life, and we heard about Lake House book, but we didn't get to talk about much, and it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
I just pulled that up. There's three contests the week of October the 10th. Wow. How about that? Man, that's Kershaw, Jackson, and Conway. Man, of course, I know Kershaw's a big thing. That's whole hog down there. But, wow.
No, Kershaw's not whole hog.
Okay. Oh, it's not whole hog? Okay. So it's not whole hog. Okay.
Lake City's whole hog. Ridgeway, you can do whole hog.
Edgefield
was.
That one's canceled.
And
okay.
I think that's it.
I guess I was just reading too much. I think the name of it was the Kershaw Hog Jam. I was reading too much into the title, I guess, when I saw Hog Jam. I guess I was thinking it was whole hog, so gotcha.
Well, they can't call it the Butt Jam. It makes a different kind of crowd come out.
That would not be – that probably the T-shirt sales would be good for some folks,
yeah.
But – you know, it probably would not be a good situation there. I don't think so.
I noticed
there's another one.
If that's what it's called, Gary Taylor ought to be parked there waiting.
I noticed they snuck one in there on me. There's another contest. I hadn't heard much talk about it. I heard the guy, we're up in Williamston back in May, I guess it was the mayor or whatever, said something about it. But they've got here's a great name for you now, the Holland Butt Festival. It says the Anderson Motor Speedway, but it's Winston, South Carolina. I don't know much about the area, so maybe Anderson Motor Speedway is kind of in the outskirts or toward Winston, I guess. But they've actually got that's a contest October 17th and 18th. So that's a new one kind of on the books there. So
I think that Conway contest is the one that was after Darlington last year. That's the one that got moved up with Jackson and Kershaw.
Yep, that's right. That's it. St. Nicholas Barbecue Fest is, October 10th and 11th. So, yeah, that's it. They have three contests same weekend.
The same weekend they do the Gaston Collard Festival. I think there's three contests that weekend, plus that World Food Championship y'all are talking about doing here at the farmer's market.
Yeah, they got that at the Farmers Market. Then they got, the Chesterfield County Q Cup is October 3rd, 4th. And then they've got the Gaston October 3rd and 4th. You know what? I thought there was another one, Lee, but I don't see it now. Has something got changed or moved? I thought there was three contests that weekend, but it's just showing two right now. So
I think I was counting that one at the Farmers Market.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's right, 10-4. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay. Well, good deal, man. Well, let's run up on 8 o'clock here with us. So there will be no show next weekend. I know that's going to break the hearts of all my huge listening audience out there. No show next weekend. We'll actually be doing a catering job in Augusta, Georgia, and hopefully it won't be 150,000 degrees on us because we've got about 200 we're cooking for, and I'm not really excited about being out there. Butts will be ready, but I got to cook chicken for a lot of folks, so that's going to be a little hot over the grill, I think. But
that's probably a good idea.
We'll catch you.
I wouldn't have a show right after the annual meeting either to see what we talked about. That makes sense.
That'd be a good time, you think?
Yeah.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks. So I appreciate everybody listening tonight. As always, we appreciate our official, unofficial co-host, Mr. Lee with Blowing Smoke there in the big town of Irmo, South Carolina, coming in and joining us and making it a great show. And thank you also to Butt Weeks Barbecue. Mr. Dwayne Jones called in tonight, and appreciate him being part of the show tonight. But everybody out there, appreciate you listening in. Everybody have a great week. Try somehow to stay cool out there. It's going to be a little tougher, I think, in the next coming weeks. But we'll look forward to seeing everybody out there on the barbecue trail. And as always, I never can find my clothes. Here we go. So everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Actually, 2 weeks. Go Cox.
Bye, bud.
See you, buddy.
the show?
Good. We had Leon as always, and then we had Dwayne Jones talking.